Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm here with Sarah Collins, who is owner of Cafe Santosha, a cafe situated in Healthy Alternatives Health Food Store in Trexlertown, and they focus on organic, small batch, and locally sourced dishes. Sarah, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you.
So I'm going to have you first talk about the word Santosha, as I think it will lead in nicely to our discussion. What's the origin of that word, and why was it a fit for your cafe?
Well, before opening the cafe, I started practicing yoga regularly, and it's a Sanskrit word that we use in yoga, means contentment, and it just fit what I was going for when I was opening my cafe. I just wanted it to be a place where people could come and eat a really nourishing meal and feel content afterward.
And that was in conjunction with yoga. I assume you also had experience in the food industry.
I went to art school at Pratt in New York City. And then, so Healthy Alternatives, my family's health food store that I'm inside of, we've been open for 26 years, and then the cafe has been open for 10. So I went to art school, I got out of school and kept working for my family's business, and I just felt right to stay and for us to expand and for me to open the cafe. We've been doing prepared food for a long time, and I started catering with a friend, and yeah, I was pregnant with my first child, my son, when I opened, and my three kids, when we expanded, we opened up a little nursery in one of the rooms in the back, and so raised my kids at the store and in the cafe, and yeah.
And that's been 10 years, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, wow. We've been open 10 years.
And let's talk a little bit about the food at Cafe Santosha. What are some of the favorite items? I know you have soups and you have wraps and you have salads and things like that. Let's go through some of the fan favorites here.
Sure. Yeah, lots of fan favorites because we've had customers for 26 years since Healthy Alternatives opened and we started doing food. So lots of longtime favorites and new things. Part of the menu is seasonal that changes every season. So we just actually started our spring menu today. We have a different salad that we feature with local ingredients. The spring salad has local pickled radishes and local microgreens, spring mix, sweet and spicy crunchy seeds, lots of herbs, and a lemon vinaigrette. We also have a spring vegetable lasagna that's like a classic lasagna, and instead of the vegetables being inside of it, we saute lots of green veggies to order and have a big pile of them on top of lasagna. So it's this really comforting classic lasagna just with a whole bunch of green vegetables on top. We try to use what's in season. We used to have soups that people could weigh out themselves to go, but since the pandemic, we've just prepackaged everything. So we have a to-go case where people can get to-go food, and then you can also order from Cafe Santosha Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 2:30. But since we're inside of Healthy Alternatives, we can still get our food even when we're closed because the store is open till 6. So the pandemic, we don't have inside seating right now. We have outside seating, and you can always get to-go food. And people have been used to getting to-go food from the cafe, so I think that's really helped us.
Well, even seating-wise, I think you probably have, seating for, I want to say 18, 20 or so? It's not a huge, expansive place.
No, so that's why we're not doing inside seating right now. It just doesn't feel worth it for us. It just feels safer for everyone, to make everyone comfortable, that we just have our outside seating, or you can get it, or you can get food to go.
I've always had to get there early to make sure I have a place to sit.
Yeah.
And what are some of your local sources for produce and other items?
Yeah, we get a lot of our produce seasonally from Salvatera's Gardens.
They've been on the show.
We've had a relationship with their family for a long time. So that's who locally. And we started getting stuff from Lancaster Farm Fresh this past year. Our produce manager connected us with them. So we have lots of stuff even through the winter coming from Lancaster, which has been really nice. We have some local microgreens and then local farms. We've Dovesung Dairy, Swiss Villa, Wholesome. Yeah, we get our tofu local from Fresh Tofu. Yeah.
Are these some of the sources that you were already aware of with the family's business, or are there people that have come to you or you've done some research?
Yep. Yeah, Yeah, we've been here for so long that we have a lot of connections. But we live in Quakertown in Bucks County, so we have some connections with farms there as well.
And based on my experience there and even looking at items that are on the website, it seems like the cuisine is inspired by all sorts of global cuisines, whether it's Indian or Asian or Greek,
yeah.
and maybe even a little Scandinavian with the mm-hmm. with the salmon that you're doing. And
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, where you find inspiration or if you look at other cuisines
yeah.
for inspiration and how you make that work for you.
Yeah, I just grew up watching cooking shows, really. I'm not classically trained as a chef or anything, but I've just always loved food and being an artist, love color. So yeah, I try to keep my finger on the pulse on what's going on in the food world and read a lot of magazines, and I don't really watch cooking shows anymore, but I did when I was younger for a long time.
You've operated, as you said, the cafe for around 10 years now, and I'm wondering if the mm-hmm. awareness of maybe healthy food and more healthful eating has improved or declined or stayed the same. What have you seen over those 10 years?
Yeah, it's only grown. People wanting to eat more sustainable and local, and we were living this way and had this business before, organic and local was cool. So it's just been our lifestyle for a long time, and we love being able to connect with all of these great local food sources that we have in this area.
Do you think you've been able to inspire people to at least evaluate
yes.
what they're doing themselves? Yes.
Yeah, I hope so. And just how different it can feel coming in and shopping at our store. We've just formed this small community here, which is really great. And I mean, they've been so supportive through this whole pandemic and how with small businesses struggling, it's not been easy, but we've just we're staying in our lane and just doing what we do. And it'll only grow from here.
I would think, as opposed to having a standalone type cafe, that having an adjacent store provides a benefit where people can see what can be done with healthy foods. I mean, you're providing that example every day in the cafe. And also the people that are eating the healthy foods can wander over a couple feet away and pick up some of those ingredients to take home.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a wonderful relationship with my family's business and the cafe, and we really don't run out of things because we're inside of a food store, so that helps with sourcing things for the cafe, and we're able to see stuff coming right off of the trucks and from the farms and grab it and really have what's fresh that day inspire what we have.
And when people ask, what makes this taste so good, you can say,
yeah.
just go over there in aisle two, right?
Yeah. Well, I did, years ago, I did cooking classes. We did a demo and dinner at the cafe after hours, which was so much fun. I just don't really have time in my life right now to do it, but I hope to get back to it someday. But people would come in and they would have a packet of the 3-course meal that I was going to cook in front of them. And I would demo how we would serve an appetizer with BYO. During the class, and we had a mirror hanging from the ceiling, and everyone would watch me cook the whole meal, and then would kind of mingle around in the store and maybe buy ingredients that they didn't know about before the class, and then we would set up family-style tables, and then everyone would come and sit, and then we would serve them the meal. It was pretty cool that we were able to do that.
So whether you're teaching like that or whether you're cooking, how do you, try to strike a balance between health and flavor? I know not everything that's organic and local
yeah.
is healthy per se, but I know
yeah.
just looking at the menu items that you have, there's not yeah. anything that's heavily deep fried or heavily creamed
right.
or loaded with butter or anything. How do you kind
yeah.
of strike that balance?
Well, and I mean, health is relative to the human that is eating the food. So whatever makes you feel good, I like to cook stuff that makes me feel good. And that's very vegetable forward food. That vegetables are just so interesting to me to cook and to work with, and lots of different textures and colors, and that's just how I like to eat, and our customers love it too. So we have meat. We're not a vegetarian cafe, but definitely vegetable forward. Our soups are different every day. Our quinoa salads are different every day. People trust us, and that our regulars that come in and maybe have never tried, rutabaga, but they trust us. There's this trust there, so they know they like our food, so then they'll try it and like it. So that's always feels really good.
You also recently opened a Full Earth Goods in the Trolley Barn Public Market, a new outpost there in Quakertown.
Yeah.
Tell us about what you're doing there and what the new market is like.
Yeah, so there's, I think, 13 different vendors in the Trolley Barn Public Market. We opened November 6th from Quakertown. I live just a couple blocks away from the market, so as soon as I heard this was happening, it was like a dream come true for our town, and I got my name in there right away and knew I wanted to be a part of it in some way. So I'm working for the market also, and then I'm a vendor there with Full Earth Goods, so it's my second business, and it's like a little mini healthy alternatives health food store, also with to-go Santosha food. And then it has some more boutique-y art items also. And yeah, it's been great. The response has been great. It's not, you know, it's hard opening during the winter of a pandemic, but I'm hanging in there. And now we have a 10,000 square foot outside space called the yard attached to the market. So there's lots of outside seating and lots of exciting things that we're going to be able to do there once we get past COVID.
I think Two Rivers Brewing is in there also, right? And you've got
some
other vendors. So it sounds like a great concept and right in your backyard.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, I want to thank you for joining us here at WDIY, and certainly best of luck with Cafe Santosha and with Full Earth Goods.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish.